This piece needs something of an introduction. First of all, I want to thank Emily Manzo for How to Rescue. That was remarkable. This show represents another chapter in Emily's and my ongoing collaboration. We've campaigned for Obama by singing Ives. I've been her roadie. I've been to fertility parties. We've toured the country with the Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company. This is just another evolution of that. I also want to thank Roulette, this wonderful home for music, and where To Music got its start with the Experiments in Opera, who I also owe a great deal of gratitude to. And I do want to say that while this is To Music's final act, this represents the beginning of the new chapter in To Music's development, which is to put it on the stage, all four parts. Now, because many of you here have not seen parts one, two, or three, although many of you have seen at least one part, so I feel like it's worth doing a little bit of an introduction. There isn't that much of traditional storytelling in this act, but there's a lot of story that's happened before this. Most of the story has kind of been told through the language of the internet. My collaborator Joshua Thorson has created a visual that brings the world of the social media to your eyes to tell the stories in such a way that the singers don't have to sing the text, or they can sing text that's different than what maybe the plot conveys. But I did prepare a few notes just so that I make sure I catch all of the right points. Because we will, I will start with giving you a little taste of something that happens previous to tonight's act. Basically, To Music, I have a few different capsule reviews of it. I say it's the portrait of the artist on Facebook, it's the mapping of the creative process, and it's distractions. I say it's a sex comedy about the origin of music, a few other things like that. But basically, the story begins with an artist in his studio. He's a successful composer. We see him self-indulgently watching a YouTube video of an award ceremony where he has just won the top prize for his film soundtrack, the soundtrack to the film Collapse of Dignity. And so we hear at the top of the show the love theme from this film. We become familiar with it. And we also learn that the artist is preparing for an event, a screening of Collapse of Dignity at Disney Hall with a live performance of the soundtrack. Now, as the act one continues, and this is the act that happened here at Roulette, the artist attempts to write music, but he's constantly interrupted by the sounds of cell phone rings, web ad jingles, notifications from an online social network. Now, one of these comes from an admirer named Norma. She's an aspiring author, and the two exchange messages, and that buds into a romance. Now, in scene two, the artist and Norma have just made love. And the artist falls asleep right afterwards. And Norma is alone in the artist's bedroom, and she considers the events of their relationship. She texts a friend, and she writes on her blog. She also wonders if the love that he professes to her is real, if it's sincere. And so, getting up from the bed, she's careful not to wake him. She checks his email, only to find that he is sleeping with numerous other women, and furthermore, he's using all of the same tactics, the same lines that he's been using on her that have convinced her of his devotion. So she creates an avatar. She sets in motion a plan to create an avatar that will lure him into a revenge fantasy. We presented part two of To Music, also with Experiments in Opera at Merkin Concert Hall, and I have since written a revenge aria for our glorious soprano Amelia Watkins. So before we present Act Four, I will bring Amelia onto the stage, and she will sing the new revenge aria from Scene Two, and I will be back and do a little more setup for you. The other thing that we've been hearing since the beginning of the piece is, in addition to these interruptive sounds, the sounds of technology, of the internet, we also hear music. And some of these, some of the music we hear are, you know, web ad jingles. We hear some campy pop songs, but we also hear themes, themes from the canon of classical music, the masters, Schubert, Purcell, and Handel. And we start to identify relationships between these classics and the artist's original music. Now, this is clarified in plot points that are captured by the artist's lawyer, which is a part I have been playing. Oh, I should also acknowledge that the artist is the baritone Peter Stewart, and it's important because he will kind of appear without context unless I tell you. Anyway, plot points captured by the lawyer. Now, the lawyer contacts the composer at the beginning because he has discovered that a trashy boy band called Papa Leche has sampled one of his works in a pop hit called White Rain. Now, what unfolds from this point on is a forensic investigation into the authenticity and the originality of the artist's own music. And we learn through the lawyer's investigation that this theme, the love theme from Collapse of Dignity, is actually a derivative of a lesser known Handel aria, Pena Tirana. Anyway, in scene three, the most recently presented act from my opera, the composer is, he's working under stress to meet a deadline, and this is when Norma enacts her revenge. She creates this avatar, Melissa, who will be played by the glorious Kamala Sankaram, who we just heard. Anyway, she, this Melissa character, Norma acting as Melissa, convinces the artist, who is very excited by meeting her online, to meet her after his music is performed at Disney Hall, at the live screening of Collapse of Dignity. She will greet him wearing a black veil, and she will reveal her identity to him after the music plays. And this is the setup for tonight's act. While other acts have taken place on the internet, this takes place in the time space that we are in now, in the space of the live concert hall. So please enjoy Two Music's final act.
Good evening, and welcome to Disney Hall for tonight's screening of the film Collapse of Dignity, with a live performance of its award-winning score. We would like to remind you that the use of any recording device is strictly prohibited. Please take a moment to silence your cell phones. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Thank you. it.
White rain shoots.
advance payment.